not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. And then he leads me in the path of righteousness. We saw last Wednesday. And tonight we've made it to the next phrase, and the next phrase there in chapter or verse 3, the second part, it's for His name's sake. And so He's doing all that. He is our shepherd. And obviously He's a God that cannot lie, the Bible says. And if God says, hey, I will be your shepherd, I will guide you to these places, I'll protect you, and I'll lead you, He would be obviously lying if He didn't. And so He would be known as a liar, not as a God or not as a shepherd. And so it's His name's on the line here. And so used to back in the day, and there's still some people that have this, that, you know, their namesake and their reputation, and their honesty is on the line there. And so if they said it, they would do it, things like that. And they really, really were concerned for that. And that's my name that's on the line. And so I'm gonna do what I said. And so for His name's sake, we're gonna look at several different ways about that. But you know, as far as the first one that comes to mind after that one, obviously we'll get back to that one. But His name's sake, and I get that because I guess it would be fortunate. I was the first grandchild on both sides, and I was a dude. All right, so I guess that meant that the last name of my dad's side got to be carried on, the namesake. And so I know, you know, both my granddads love me. I mean, could you blame them? I'm just kidding. You know, ha ha ha! I got you to look up here, but anyway, they both love me. But you know, I can see how that, you know, now that I'm a granddad, and you got, and I have a grandson or two or three, and you know, again, that just puts something in your mind. Okay, the name Stanley is going to be carried on, and so that's that namesake, and so forth. And again, I know you know, the way it's just set up, that the young lady takes the name of her husband, and so forth and so on. And so that's just a thing that's been happening. It's even in the Bible. We're going to look at some of them tonight, and the generations of. And so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so. So that namesake is there. And so when He says this, His namesake, and we're going to see here that we all get to carry His name on. And we all get to share His name to the next person when they become born again. We'll see, that's just carrying on His name, God's name. And so, you know, as far as I was concerned, you know, of course, you know, my grandfather was Cliff. I guess James Clifford. There we go. He was J.C. And then my other grandfather was C.J. Carl James. And so that's why I'm James Robert, because I was named after both of them. And so Cliff Stanley was excited when he heard that James Robert Stanley had come into the world. And so he was thinking, you know, in his mind, the name. Okay, I did it. All right, my legacy lives on. My namesake is living on. And so, of course, then I'm sure my dad, Vaden Stanley, was excited, and when I was born and so forth. And I was pretty excited when I was born. I was screaming, I'm sure. I was crying and things like that, and I don't remember that. I've seen pictures of it. I was a wrinkled little mess. Everybody says babies are cute, but they just look like a, you know, a purple blob most of the time, and things like that. But then they grow into cuteness, I guess. But anyway, I was pretty excited about it. And then, of course, you know, the reason I know that Cliff Stanley was excited about me and Vaden Stanley was excited about me, because I got to live that experience. I had Jason Stanley. And so as a dad, you know, having a son, okay, your name gets to carry on. And I don't know if I had just two daughters. I don't know how, you know, if I'd have been sad, because praise the Lord, I had two daughters. But there's just something about it, I guess. And so now that Jason's there, and then of course I had Brian, and so I had two chances of Stanley's being carried on. And then of course, just like Cliff was excited for Vaden because of me, I was excited for Jason because of Colton. And Colton's Stanley was there. And then, of course, Brian has two, Jay and Chip. All three of them will make sure my namesake and my dad's namesake, and my granddad's namesake, and my great-granddad's namesake. It's just going to carry on. And again, throughout history, kings and and rulers, and even in this area here, there's people that have this living on farms that I've read about in the little Spencer County magazine. It's been in the family name for 79 years and things like that. I'm like, whoa. All right, and that namesake, and the reason they were living in that house is because it was their great 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 grandparents, and it was just passed on down. And so we see here, so when God's saying here, for my name's sake, that's what He's wanting. He's wanting His namesake to be carried on. And we'll see this in just a minute. So we see He wants it to be carried on. In John 1:12 it says this, "But as many as received Him, gave He to become or power to become the," here it is, "the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." And so whether you're male or female, you believe on Jesus' name, and you become a child of God. And so then, just like Cliff was excited for Vaden, and Vaden was excited for me, and me for Jason, and me for and Brian, and Colton, and Jay, and Chip, it's exciting. God's that way. When, He saw Emmy get saved this week, He said, "There's another one." And then hopefully one day Emmy will lead someone to Christ. All right? And it's in that lineage for that name's sake. And all of us that are saved. When we got saved, God was excited. And He was like, "Okay, now you're a son. I gave you the power to become the sons of God or the child of God. Now what I want you to do for my name's sake is to tell people about me. Tell people about my son. Tell people how they can receive Jesus Christ." And then, lo and behold, it'll carry on. And it'll carry on. And it'll carry on. And that's what Jesus told the disciples when He was descending back up into heaven. Or ascending back up into heaven. I'm getting those words messed up tonight. But anyway, when He was ascending back, He says, "Greater things you can do than I." And, He had healed people and raised people from the dead and things like that. But He was talking about His namesake, getting the gospel out. He's like, "I was limited to basically 3.5 years of a public ministry of telling people that I was the Messiah and I was the way to heaven. You've got the rest of your life. All right? And so for my name's sake, I don't want you to get lockjaw. All right? For my name's sake, I don't want you to get, zip your lip. I want you to talk. I want you to get it out there. Why? For my name's sake." This is the way God set it up. He wanted for His name's sake, for His sons or His daughters or His children to tell people about Jesus and let them get saved, and His name was just carried on and carried on. And so just like a person, and obviously we could go down the family tree of your family and so forth. So we became the sons of God when He gave us the power once we believed on His name. So for His name's sake, He saved us. All right. Then secondly, as far as introduction here, when He saved us, He gave us the Holy Spirit. Okay, He said, "All right, and I'm going back to heaven, and I'm going to pray to the Father that He gives you the Comforter of the Holy Spirit." And Romans 8:14 says this, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And so just like we could go to the family tree and DNA and all that kind of stuff and say, "Okay, Cliff, his namesake was passed down to his three boys. My dad was in the middle." And then, then that namesake was passed down to me, and that namesake was passed down to my sons, and that was passed down to my grandsons, and of course, hopefully, there will be great grandsons one day, and so forth, and it'll just carry on. That's exactly what God's saying here. Like, I've given people the power to become the sons of God. I've also gave them the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of them, and it'll help them spread the gospel. Why? For my namesake. I want it to be carried on. I want it to continue. So for His name's sake, He saved us. For His name's sake, He gave us the Holy Spirit. Then also we see in Romans 8:19, He has, for His name's sake, He has an expectation. Okay? And that's what I remember my granddad, I think the first time he ever got on to me, I was probably 12, and I was driving his pickup. We was in the field behind his house, and I was, we were loading it up and carrying it over here and unloading or something, and it was a stick shift. And I was 12, 13, probably wasn't supposed to be driving, but I was driving a tractor when I was like 7. But anyway, so I was riding the clutch. because I didn't want it to go. So I was riding it, and he got on to me. He said, "Hey, no grandson of mine will be riding a clutch. I don't want you to burn my clutch out." Right? He said, "You know, trust yourself. Do this." And, you know, he was just getting on to me. All right? And that was for his truck's sake. But he said, "No grandson of mine, no Stanley's going to be riding the clutch." All right? We don't do that. All right? And so forth. But so he had an expectation. And so, you know, that's just what we did. We worked hard as Stanleys. We helped each other as Stanleys. We were, according to my granddad and my dad, we were going to be honest. Right? We were going to be hard workers if we said something, things like that. Why? There's an expectation that comes with this. And if you don't follow through with my expectations, there's going to be some punishment that comes with that. So God's the same way. He's like, "For my name's sake, I saved you. For my name's sake, I gave you the Holy Spirit. And now for my name's sake, I've got some expectations here for a Christian." It's found in Romans 8:19. It says here, "For the earnest expectation." So this wasn't just a flippant expectation. If it comes around, I'd be all right. If it don't, it'd be all right. No. It was an earnest expectation. He's like, "I am really, really, really wanting and expecting this out of you." So it says here, "For the earnest expectation of the great we with wherewith or waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." All right, I'm sorry, the creature. That's what I was messing up on that word there. So it says here, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." So that manifestation is the coming about of. So when God looks down at us, He goes, "Okay, for my name's sake, I'm saving you. For my name's sake, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And for my name's sake, I've got a little bit of earnest expectation for you to become manifested." In other words, become a good Christian. Become a good witness. Become a good testimony. Why? Because my name's sake. And how many times have we heard this before? And people give us this excuse before. You know, we're witnessing to them and they say, "Well, I would get saved, but all those hypocrites." Or, "I would get saved," or, "I would come to church, but all those pastors that have committed adultery." Or, "I would come to church, but, you know, those hypocrites there, they gossip and they backbite." So that's what the Bible says, that we ought to live in a way that the ministry can't be blamed. That's God's expectation. He said, "For my name's sake, I saved you. I gave you the Holy Spirit. And now I need you to let that manifestation, let the Holy Spirit make you into a good Christian. So when somebody sees you or has dealings with you, say, 'Okay, if that's a Christian, I want some of that. I want to be saved. I want to be like them. I want to go to heaven.'" So what His expectation is for us to become that type of Christian, become the salt and become the light. Don't become the excuse. "Well, I'm not going to go to church because if that guy's a Christian, I don't want anything to do with it." And that's what He's saying here. "For my name's sake, there's some expectations." Let's go through some more. We see, number one, He saved us for His name's sake. Number two, He gave us the Holy Spirit for His name's sake. Number three, He expects us to manifest into a good Christian as the sons of God. Number four, He wants us to be blameless in this crooked nation. So He said, "Okay, we're talking about my namesake here. I saved you, gave you the Holy Spirit. I have some expectations. I get it though. You're living in a crooked and a perverse nation," is what the Bible says He says. And it's found in Philippians 2:15. It says here, "That ye may be blameless." If you'll let that manifestation happen in your life, "that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God," there it is, "without rebuke." And again, I know I've been asked this 1,000 times by my parents. How many times I told you? A bunch. All right, my number, I guess, was 52 when I was raising my boys. I told you 52 times. I mean, I guess 52 just came out all the time. So one time I asked that question to my son Brian, I believe it was. "How many times have I told you?" 52. And so I even got a text last night, you know, that my grandson, we've told him 52 times to not do that. I guess 52 is the number. But anyway, we see here that God's saying, "Hey, I get it. But I want you to be saved. Let the Holy Spirit I have some expectations. Let those manifestations come into you because you're going to be in that crooked world. I don't want people to be able to blame you for them not getting saved or blame you for not going to church or for blame you. So I want you to be blameless, harmless, and the sons of God without rebuke. I don't want to have to just keep getting on to you and keep getting on to you. And again, all of us are this way. I know God, the Holy Spirit, has to get on to me all the time, and I try. So, but it says here that He goes in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye are lights in or of this world. So again, for His name's sake, we found four verses here that has the word sons of God or daughters of God or child of God is what He's talking about. Saved people. For my name's sake, I saved you, gave you the Holy Spirit. I have some expectations. Why? Because people are going to be looking at you. They're going to be looking for places to shift the blame. I just won't go to church because of all the hypocrites. I just won't go to church because of all the gossip. I just won't go to church. Okay, but they go to Walmart. They go to Taco Bell. They go to Country Mart. I guarantee you all three of those places have hypocrites. Right? If they go to Country Mart and Walmart, they're hypocrites. They're shopping at two different places. How dare them? But they use it for excuse. And then the last one is found in 1 John 3:2. For His name's sake, He wants us to be with Him. All right? Cliff loved it when I came to his house as his grandson. Now my dad, he loves it when I come see him. I know I love to go see my boys or vice versa and my grandkids. And that's what God's saying. Hey, look, for my name's sake, I saved you, gave you the Holy Spirit, put some expectations on you. Try to be blameless and harmless in this perverse, wicked world. Because, 1 John 3:2, beloved, saved person, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. So he for His name's sake, He wants that reunion to happen. A lot of times when you go to a reunion, it's because of your last name. Right? For the name's sake, we're getting together. We're fellowshipping. We're talking about things that happened and things like that. God's looking forward to that. He's like, one day, the Bible talks about how that God's the only one that knows when He's coming back. But it kind of gives the indication that He looks over the portals and says, can I go today? Well, I just want to be with them. That's my son. That's my daughter. That's my child. And so we see that as far as introduction here, for His name's sake, He saved us, gave us the Holy Spirit, has those expectations, wants us to be the right kind of example in this world, and He can't wait for us to come home. Why? For His name's sake. So He wants it carried on. Secondly, and we started off with this a little bit, second point we're going to look at, not only does He want His name carried on, He wants it to have the right kind of reputation. Or the right kind of testimony. And I said this earlier, that's what my granddad and my dad wanted our name to mean. Honest, hardworking, dependable, has integrity, loves God, loves His family, loves His neighbor, like the Bible says. And so, for His name's sake, we see all the things we saw there in the introduction. Now we want to see that He wants that certain adjective about that name. Or He wants that certain thought to come in the mind. The Bible says even a child's known by his doings. Anytime a name's mentioned, something goes through a person's mind. So we're going to look at a few verses here that talk about that namesake or that testimony or that reputation. And so He was saying here in this, for His name's sake, I've told you all this stuff in the Bible that I'll do for you. And you got my promise. I'll put my name on it. It's kind of like the Good Samaritan. They didn't get along, but he helped him, bound his wounds up, took him and put him in an inn, paid for how many ever days he was going to be gone. And he said, if anything else is put to that bill, I'll pay for it when I get back. You got my name. You got my word. I'm going to take care of that. And so God's the same way. God obviously is the best Samaritan, not just the good Samaritan. And He was like, look, I'm just putting my name out there for you. And, you got my word. My namesake is riding on this. And so let's look at a few verses on that reputation or that testimony. 1 Samuel 12:22. 1 Samuel 12:22 says this, "For the Lord will not forsake." Here's a first promise, and it's got this phrase in it. "For the Lord will not forsake His people," here it is, "for His great name's sake." So when God's saying, we know there's a verse in the Bible that says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." This verse says in here in 1 Samuel 12:22, "You got my name on that. My name's sake is on that. I'll stake my name there. I'll not forsake you." And it says, the rest of the verse says this, "Because it hath pleased the Lord to make you His people." He gave us the power to become the sons of God. We're His kids. He wants us to carry His namesake on that way, but He also wants His name to realize, hey, my testimony or my reputation is I'll not forsake you. I mean, there's all kinds of people in this world that are forsakers, but God says, I'll never forsake you, nor leave you. You got my name on it. You got my word for His namesake. So He's not going to go back on His promise to never forsake us. Another verse, Psalm 23:3 is where we read tonight. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness," which we talked about last night. Why? For His name's sake. There it is. He's like, I'm going to restore your soul. If you're my child and you backslide and you want to come back, you're coming back. Restored. Just like Galatians 6:1, "You that are spiritual, restore such a one." God says, hey, you're the one. I got 99 over here in the fold, but you're the one. I want you to come back for my name's sake. I'll restore your soul. Then it says, "He leadeth in the paths of righteousness." We saw that last week. That broad is that way that leads to unrighteousness. Narrow is the way that leads to righteousness. How long halt you between those two opinions? Choose one. And God's like, I want to lead you in the path of righteousness. Why? For my name's sake. I told you I would. And if you'll let me, I will. Psalm 106:8. "Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake, that He might make His mighty power be known." And those of you or us that have been saved, and we've had a prayer answered, that's God making His mighty power known. Those of us that are saved and we felt His presence, His arm around us when we needed comfort, this is the way, walk ye in it, His guidance. That's mighty power. If you've ever led someone to Christ or been able to give the gospel to somebody, that's His mighty power. He's like, and you've got my namesake on that if you'll do that. So nevertheless, He saved them for His namesake, that He might show His mighty power. 1 John 2:12, "I write unto you, little children," saved kids, my saved kids, "because your sins are forgiven for my namesake." And again, if you've sinned as much as me, you have a hard time accepting forgiveness, understanding the promise that God says, "I will forgive you." And we saw Sunday where they're behind His back and in the depths of the sea and far as His east is from west and under the blood. He does that for His namesake. He's like, "I told you I'd forgive you. So if you ask me, you're forgiven. And you got my name on that. For my name's sake, I won't go back on that." 3 John 1:7 says this, "Because that, for His name's sake, they went forth." And so we see that this group of people realize that. Hey, for Jesus' name's sake, we become the sons of God. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He had some expectations on us. He wanted us to live in a certain way in this wicked and perverse world. And He's done all this for us. He's given us that power. He's going to lead us in the paths of righteousness. He wants us to accept His forgiveness. And because of all that, no problem. I'm going forth. Why? Because I'm going to help Him carry His name on. His will, just like it was a man's name, he had a son, and that son had a son, and so on and so forth, that just name is just carried on, and it made them all happy. That my name's being carried on. God wants His name carried on. And they went forth. So we see, number one, His namesake was carried on. Number two, His namesake had a reputation and a testimony. And the last one, His namesake should be taken seriously. His namesake should be taken seriously. And so I'll read one verse Just one phrase of the verse, really, in Esther 4:14, and you've probably heard this phrase before, for such a time as this. Okay, so in other words, Mordecai, Esther, and those people that were in that time, they had to take their stand, they had to do their part. They had to say, for God's name's sake, and it was carried on. So they had to take their time in history serious. And so we can't look back at the Bible and say, okay, all these people we're going to look at in just a second, you know, yeah, they did their part and we're glad, and or you know, especially Paul, or we wouldn't have the gospel. I'm glad so-and-so, and I'm glad so-and-so, and I'm glad somebody did it for Jesus' name's sake till I got saved. And then if we just sit on our blessed assurance and don't do anything that way, we've dropped the ball. His namesake has been stopped. And so that's what he's saying, that, hey, for such a time as this. And so I'll read you a couple of verses. Genesis 2:4 says here, these are the generations of heaven and of earth when they were created in the day that the Lord made the earth and the heavens. So obviously we know Adam and Eve started this whole thing. All right, and they had some kids, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right, namesakes. And so they took that serious to, hey, replenish the earth. And so they did their part. And of course, I'm sure they were supposed to give out the gospel as well. Genesis 5:1 says here, and this is the book of generations of Adam. In the day that the Lord created man in the likeness of God, made he him. So for such a time as this, God made his children in his likeness. He's like, I need you to carry my namesake on. We saw Adam did. Genesis 6:9 says here, and these are the generations of Noah. Obviously, we skipped several generations there. All right, from Adam to Noah. But it says here, Noah took his part in history for God's namesake seriously. And of course, we know the story of Noah. It says here, in Noah, these are generations of Noah, and he was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. So just like we see Mordecai and Esther took their time on earth seriously for God's name's sake, so did Adam. Now we see here, so did Noah. Nobody else did at that time. Everybody else was destroyed, except Noah and his family. He was perfect, and he walked with God. But he took it seriously for God's name's sake. But if Noah hadn't, I don't guess we'd ever been here. And God's name would have stopped. But Noah took it serious enough for his namesake to keep going. Genesis 11:27 talks about the generations of Abram. He obviously later became Abraham. But it says here in Genesis 11:27 that the generations of Abram by faith followed God out of his own country and from his family. So Abram at the time took it serious enough for God's namesake that he said, I want you to leave. Well, where am I going? I don't know. Just go. And he followed him by faith, took it serious. Genesis 25:12-19 talks about the generations of Ishmael and Isaac. Obviously heading in different directions there. But they, you know, hopefully, I mean, thank God Isaac carried on. Genesis 37:2 says here, talks about the generations of Joseph, or Jacob and Joseph. And Joseph, obviously we know he dreamed dreams, but he was right in every way. When he got lied about, thrown into prison, he just kept doing right. He kept doing right. Why? For God's name's sake. There's a Christian. There's somebody doing the right thing, even though he was seduced, even though he was lied about, even though he was even sold by his brothers. For God's name's sake, he just kept doing right. Kept doing right. And what happened? He saved his family and the entire nation. Numbers 3:1 talks about the generations of Moses. And of course, Moses had to choose. He was like, if I stay here in this palace, you know, I'll have the education, I'll have the money, I'll have the power and the prestige, and I'll have this. Well, what's that going to do for God's namesake? So what I have to do is I have to choose to suffer affliction with God's people for His namesake. So we see all the way through history, and obviously we flew through that hundreds and hundreds of years. But we see that Moses chose, for God's name's sake, I'll choose. And he led, obviously, the children of Israel out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, for God's name's sake. So we see when Jesus is saying here, God's saying here in Psalm 23, I want to lead you, I want to give you green pastures and still waters and righteousness, but I have some expectation here. There's a little bit of meaning behind my madness. The reason I'm leading you down those paths of righteousness, because it's for my name's sake. I saved you, now I want you to tell somebody else how to be saved. And then hopefully they'll tell somebody else how to be saved, and so on and so forth. But then one day, like 3 John says, when all y'all called up hither, it'll be a huge, huge family reunion. Why? Because we took His namesake serious. So, just like I told you about my namesake, thank the Lord, it's a Christian name. It had a reputation, especially the further it got away, of loving God and loving their neighbor and being faithful to church and obeying the Bible and trying their best to shine and be the salt of the earth. And I hope, again, I know my dad being proud of me is not going to earn me any rewards in heaven. But God seeing that my dad's proud of me and things like that, then that will. For His name's sake. For God's name's sake. So Jesus takes His name seriously as shepherd. He's like, anything a shepherd does, I take it seriously. Why? For my name's sake. If I'm called the great shepherd, and John does call Him the great shepherd, he took it serious. And he's like, hey, the shepherd, in the definition of that name, for the name's sake, risked their life to protect the sheep. And the Bible says he did that. He actually laid it down and gave it for us, for His name's sake. Losing one is like losing a part. You lose a child. I've never lost a child. I've lost a brother. Saw my parents lose a child. That's hurt. It's like losing a part of you. And that's what God's saying. That's why I leave these 99 here safe in the fold, and I go do everything possible to get that one back. Why? Because I love them. That's like losing a part of me. I take my name, Shepherd, serious. So they risk their lives to protect the sheep. When they lose one, it's like losing a part of them. They love. Their love is motivated. I guess they love us so much. Why? Because they know every little inch of us. The Bible says He knows the number of hairs on our head. And so that shepherd, like, where's that little, three hands and a half, 3.5 hand and a half little sheep? That one that's got the little black sock on the back right foot. I mean, He knows everything about the sheep. And God knows everything about us for His name's sake. So He knows their weakness. He knows the ones that like to stay close to Him. He knows the ones that like to stray. The shepherd takes the health and the safety of his flock seriously. Then he puts his name and reputation on the line to take care of the entire flock, but also the individual. And we saw that in the 99 and 1. So why? Because that's who He is. Why? Because that's what He does. Why? Because that's His nature. Why? Because that's what's in His heart, so it comes out in His actions. Why? Because He takes His name serious. His namesake is on the line. So Psalm 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. That says, hey, God's good. And I'm going to take my part in that lineage seriously. And so we'll look in conclusion. I'm finished. We only got about 5 minutes. But I just grabbed some of His names. And I believe on the outside of that door, if you look up, there's a banner up there that's got a lot of them on it. But that's not even them all. And I've got a list here of Hebrew type names. It's incredible. His namesake. This is what He wants carried on. He's known as Jehovah God. And Jehovah, basically, God is a God that cannot lie. He stakes His name, His reputation, His testimony on what He says. And He says, so for my name's sake. So if we're looking at Psalm 23, and obviously it was translated from the Hebrew. So the Lord is my shepherd. And some people call it Jehovah Roi, but that means my protector. I shall not want. That's Jehovah Jireh. And that means my provider. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's Jehovah Adonai, which means my master. He leads me beside still waters. Jehovah Shalom. That means my peace. He restores my soul. Jehovah Rapha. That means my healer. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. That's where we are tonight. And that's Jehovah Tishkunu. And that means my righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, this is where we'll be next Wednesday. Jehovah Shammah. Now that means my divine presence. I will fear no evil. Jehovah Tishbeth. That means my warrior. My rod and my staff, they comfort me. That's Jehovah El Elyon. That means my defender. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And that means Jehovah Nissa, my encourager. You anoint my head with oil, Jehovah Mekedesh. That means my righteousness. My cup runneth over, Jehovah El Shaddai. That means my nourisher. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, Jehovah El Elohim. That means my protector. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Jehovah Elaam. That means my eternity. So for His name's sake. And so when He talks about that there in Psalm 23, obviously all those are there because that's Hebrew names. But we saw what it meant tonight. His namesake needs to be carried on. My children need to have more children. And their children need to have more children. Why? So His namesake carries on. But then He's like, look, my name means something. It's got a testimony. It's got a reputation. And so that earnest expectation I've got, I need you to carry that on too. Be a good example. Be the lights of this world. And then we saw lastly, He's like, hey, my namesake, it's all on the line. I'll give my life for the sheep. So let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for this day and thank You for the opportunity we have to serve You. Lord, we thank You for this study on Your namesake or His namesake. Obviously, we've seen a lot of things here in the Bible tonight. Lord, help us to wrap our brain around that. And Lord, I just ask You to bury it deep in our hearts. Lord, that we have to do what we have to do for such a time as this. We have to do what we have to do for Your name's sake. And Lord, I just ask You to give us the strength, the power, and the direction to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.